Blog Talk Radio.
Fit in tight, fit in price and them boys come and wipe ya. We had to dispose of the diaper. Yeah, we trap every week, every night. Where my movie too small, no indictment. Yeah, figures all lightning. 57, 90 in his biting. When I got a meal, I got excited. For the cash, I'ma turn to Michael Myers. But guess keep dripping, dropping. My wrist all liquid, watch it. Told a bitch, jump on my dick and pop it. Yeah, get a little bit to the deposit.
Came through dripping, came through dripping, came through dripping.
Bitch, you a thot, ain't trickin'. Put her on the knee, make her lick it. Protect on my wrist, and it glistenin'. Bitch got mad, I dissed her.
Came through drip. I ain't never slippin', I'm a fan fit. Fuckin' with a quarter million, nigga, with a feeling. What the mission, nigga, they be tellin' off a thriller. Blast, took a bit to Piccadilly, water in my ear, give a nigga wet willy. Came through drip, feelin'. Fuckin' with the bag, tryna get my niggas all a million. Take it to the ceiling, shootin' the civilian. I'm the one dealin', I can make a killin'. Bass, can you smell it when I back feelin'? Flat, nigga, throw it up, don't care about your feelin'. Ooh, what the deal, what you wearin', I be drippin'. Got rip, can't hit a nigga, can't grip it. The bitch got this, so I can she ate jiffy. If she leave with me, I'ma fly back to the city. Show.
Go get the bag on the day off. Racks. Go get the rings out the playoffs. Tossing the beat is a bake-off. Fuck on a dish, she get laid off.
Slash.
Big boy twos, Mako. Big boy, made a bitch down with a Draco. Walking with a G, that queso. That's Huncho, fuck the Rodeo.
Huncho.
Private jet, we don't do layover. Whew. One call, I'm having your bay over. Walk out the spot with the makeover.
Whew.
Got a addicted to pay over.
Hey.
Came through drippin'. Came through drippin'. Came through drippin'. Came through drippin'. Diamonds on my wrist, they drippin'. Came through drippin', came through drippin', came through drippin', diamonds on my wrist, they drippin'.
Came through drippin', came through drippin', came through drippin', diamonds on my wrist, they drippin'. Came through drippin', came through drippin', came through drippin', diamonds on my wrist, they drippin'.
Freaked it. I bought an 87 for the weekend. This ain't what you want, this ain't what you want. man, it's like that little bitch. MVP, I don't get no sleep, no, I don't like that little bitch. Bust that open, I want that ocean, yeah, that bite back, little bitch. Do it, bite back, little bitch. Need two life jackets, little bitch. I ain't gon' hold ya, I ain't gon' pressure, never control ya. I ain't gon' front ya, keep it 100, I don't know ya. Boss like top dog, boss my life up, crossing over. Stutter steppin', got a hall of fame and all my poster. I been ready, my whip been ready, my bitch been ready, my click been ready, my shit's been ready, my checks been ready, my shots on full, that's Armageddon. I got pull, I hope y'all ready, my tank on full, you know unleaded. I gotta go get it, I gotta go get it, I gotta go get it, I gotta go get it. My name gon' hold up, my team gon' hold up, my name gon' hold up, my team gon' hold up, my shots gon' fire, my team gon' roll up, my Nazi twice, my queen gon' roll up. I hope y'all ready, you know I'm ready, I rain all day, you know confetti. I gotta go get it, I gotta go get it, I gotta go get it, I gotta go get it.
Miss me with that bullshit, bullshit.
You're not a gang member, you're a tourist.
A tourist.
I be blacking out, I be blacking out. Bought a 83 Cutlass
for the weekend.
I got 100,000 and I freaked it.
I freaked it.
I made my 100,000 and I freaked it.
I freaked it.
I put a Rolls Royce on my wrist, oh yeah. Fuck his baby mama trying to sneak this. I took it to my penthouse and I freaked it.
Then I freaked it.
I haven't made my mind up, should I keep it?
Should I keep it?
I got big dog status, it ain't no secret. Lady daddy da, slime on me now. Bad bitch, I'm sick. Put me in the car. Lady daddy da, motherfucker law. Chitty chitty bang, murder everything.
Bitch, I'm on the roll and I put that on the thing.
Yeah. Miss me with that bullshit, bullshit. You ain't really wild, you a tourist. I made 500,000, I freaked it.
I
bought an 87 for the weekend. This ain't what you want, this ain't what you want. This ain't what you want, this ain't what you want.
If words was crack, we would have the most potent shit around. If words is weed, then we got them by the pound. Get high with us tonight as Drip the Mic has found the perfect host to bring our good folks that sound. Every Tuesday it goes down. Your man Hezekiah has broken ground on the Drip the Mic Network, and he brings the Author's Lounge. This is where we meet and greet. Man, Drip the Mic don't compete. No need to be consumed with greed or dishonesty. We lead, uplift, and discuss as our need is to bring verbal muscle to the struggle and hustle to keep dropping digital and paperbacks for the world to read. The Author's Lounge, going up on a Tuesday. As he runs the mic, quarterback-like genius when he writes, and he picks his words Tuesday. This script could not have been better written in a movie. A good friend, Hezekiah, has moved in, then committed to moving in our circle and blessing us with his proven pen. Prioritize tuning in 6 p.m. Central and Eastern at 7 p.m. and listen in, because we be going in, and we would love for you to share this experience. Delirious shenanigans accompanied with verbal adjectives, praising words like they are gods, broken down into nouns, verbs, predicates, and adjectives. Since I learned of the days when, like, baseball cards, our melanin displayed us as property for trade, I prayed never again will we be a slave. So I behave as if I'm a human paraphrase. Learn to enunciate, ad-lib, and use my scribe to communicate. And today, the Artist Lounge provides a stage for like-minded kings and queens of the literary community, other artists, and those who create to explore. The Drip the Mic Hotel has opened the doors, as the next 2 hours you endure will be free of commercials, non-judgmental, and impartial, with Hezzy holding it down like Thurgood Marshall. Ladies and gentlemen, kings and queens, welcome, welcome, welcome to the Author's Lounge. with your host and my man, Hezzy in the building.
Hey, hey, hey. Good evening, good evening, and good evening. Welcome to the Author's Lounge, presented by Drip the Mic. Call in at 646-378-0355 and press 1 to speak to our guest or to have a little chit-chat with me. Well, today is Tuesday, May 18th, and we have a great lineup today. I don't know where my bro at. He run a little late today, but that's all right because y'all kicking it with God is love tonight. Y'all know y'all love me. I love y'all too. So we're gonna introduce our first guest because we got a triple threat tonight. Okay, we have three great people with us tonight. So we're gonna have to kick it off. We're gonna have to start early because we ain't got time to wait for Brother Hezzy. I don't know where he's at, but he on his way. Y'all hold tight. So first we're going to have Miss Kiara N. James. Hey, hey, girl.
Hello, hello.
How are you? Welcome to the Author's Lounge.
Thank you so much for having me. How are you?
I am doing wonderful. Let me tell the people a little bit about yourself, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to read your bio. With a pen fueled by passion and an underlying love for literature, Kiara self-published her first novel in 2018. Since then, she's gone on to become an Amazon's best-selling author. Pen to paper, she effortlessly entrances her readers with compelling stories of exaggerated realities. Encouraging, educating, and entertaining her readers and clients are only a few of her goals. Kiara plans to attain by leaving her heart and soul on each and every page and coaching session. Her passion and ambition led her to create the brand Legacy Branding Company, which provides coaching and consulting services to urban fiction authors who value building a unique and profitable author's brand by creating signature marketing strategies to fulfill their dreams of being full-time entrepreneurs. In her spare time, Kiara enjoys reading, traveling, spending time with loved ones, and listening to music. Bye-bye.
Oh, that is a wordy bio.
So, Kiara, tell us a little bit about yourself, though. Like, where are you from? What you been up to?
I'm sorry. Oh, no problem. I didn't hear that last part.
No, I was saying, I remember you was around on Facebook for a little while. You was dropping some things, and then I didn't see you. And then I saw you coming back. And I saw you coming back, and you're back better than ever. I see you got some things going on.
That comeback is always
going to
be better than my back.
Absolutely.
It's always going to be better. So I took a little hiatus for a while just to recenter myself, and, you know, life has a way of throwing some ish at you, and I just had to handle that. But I have been working mostly on my coaching business, basically to just help authors with marketing and having a distinct brand identity. That's where my foot. I do have two and a possible projects as far as books coming out.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited about those, and I will be making that announcement as soon as I finalize those details. If you guys are open to an exclusive, I'm down for that.
Oh, absolutely. We always down for an exclusive, honey. So these books that you're going to be coming out with, are they going to be in the same genre as before?
You know, I want to go in a different direction. My book, Love and War, pretty much touched on my military background more so than any of my other books. So I kind of want to delve a little bit deeper into that. And I've also got into writing psychological thrillers. I feel like I am my best when I can get those crazy people out of my head. So, I'm kind of going to go a different direction, but my writing style, the quality of my writing, it's all going to be the same. not better.
Right. So I hear you say you have a military background. So you were in the military. Give us a little backstory about yourself. Where are you from? Where did you grow up? And who inspired you to be a writer?
Okay, so I am a Southern Belle. I am from Georgia, born and raised. I graduated high school 2008. That following year, in January of 2009, I enlisted in the Navy, where I served for a little bit over 6 years. I was stationed in a couple of different places, but my favorite port of all was Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. I love that place. I separated from the Navy 2015, and since then, I took a little time to readjust being back in, like, the civilian sector, and then that's kind of when I found, you know, that I had a passion for writing, so much so that I wanted to, you know, publish my own book. So I self-published my own book. It did okay, for what it's worth, for me being like a first-time self-taught, self-published author. And I still very much enjoy reading, so I read just as much as I write. I have a few authors that I'm currently going through their catalogs right now, so I'm still very much an avid reader.
Wow, that's great, and thank you for your service in the military. Thank you so much. Thank you. So do you think that your experiences and your experiences has helped you grow into the writer that you are today?
Oh, absolutely. They may not always align perfectly, but there are certain aspects of the military that I use in my writing. Like, for example, structure, discipline, time management, and as far as coaching, you know, leadership skills, like that, those type of things that also help in my personal life as well. So I definitely think that the military experience helps me with my writing for sure.
Oh, absolutely. So tell us a little bit about your just give us a little detail about your brand, your coaching brand. Like, do you have a website where we can contact you, where they can sign up? And what do you offer in your services? Like, can you break down what you offer in your services?
Oh, yes. Thank you so much for asking. So the Legacy Branding Company is basically for urban fiction authors, specifically females, who are kind of still finding their footing in as far as developing who they are as a brand and what message they want to portray to their audience, which is the readers. And that's where I come in. I am currently pursuing a degree in marketing. So, you know, I know what I'm talking about. And plus, I have built my own brand and been successful at it. So I'm also helping with developing different marketing strategies, because the one-size-fits-all marketing, it's not for everyone. So the course that I have is called Author to Entrepreneur, because as authors, especially self-published authors, we are businesses, and we are the face of our brand. So we have to determine what message we want to portray to our audience and stand behind that. And essentially, that's what it is. And you can sign up for the course, which launches on the 23rd of June at legacyxbrand.com.
Wow, that's great. So for the new authors that are coming up right now, if you had one piece of advice that you would give them, what advice would that be?
It would be to remain authentic. That is one of my core values, not only in my business, but in my personal life. I have tried a whole bunch of things to be successful. And honestly, since I find the most success has come from me just simply being myself. I tend not to do what's trending or try to fit in or conform to, like, the norms of the writing industry. And anytime that I've done that, it's just like I'm blending in, and that's not why I do this. And my piece of advice would always remain authentic in your writing and, you know, who you are.
That is some great advice, and I also believe the same thing. Authenticity is very important. That's what I was explaining when I was having a conversation with someone as well, and I was saying how you get readers is readers love you when you're authentic. You have to be yourself, because if they feel like you're shooting in some shit or you're just not as, you know, compelling as you seem to be online when you're typing behind the keyboard. So if you got to be your authentic self at all times. I'm sorry?
Mm-hmm. They can smell that BS a mile away. Oh, like, these readers, not spent, you know. They're
right,
people just like us, and their radar is a fine-tune for the BS.
Right. Absolutely. So I think that's some very good advice that you gave us. So let me ask you something else. As far as your personal life goes, girl, so we're going to, I need a little bit of tea because you got to get to know the author behind the pen. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, our readers want to know what's going on in your personal life. Has your personal life taken a backseat to your new brand? Like, has it caused, you know, because sometimes when you're trying to rebrand yourself and when you come out, it's a lot of work. And sometimes things get put on the back burner because you want to, you know, grow your brand. And it's hard sometimes to juggle personal life and running a business because you're everything when you're running your own business. You don't have, you know, you don't. A lot of people that's running their own business don't have other people to delegate, you know, duties to. So it's like you're doing everything. So it's like, has that interfered with you, like, having your, you know, your me time? And what do you do to relax and unwind? Who is your favorite author, male and female?
Okay.
Yes, let's get to know the author.
Okay, so, yes, my rebranding myself has certainly interfered with my personal life. I found myself burnt out at one point. So I had to say, like, hey, it's okay to take breaks when you need it, because there is not an award for the most overworked woman in this business. It's not an award that you need to be going for. So, you know, I kind of had to chill. And when I found myself reaching those moments, I live in the country, so I like to take a long drive on those back country roads, with the windows down, listening to music. I do partake in drinking of the wine. I love me a good red wine, and I love music. So those three things are usually...
Ms. James?
Okay, it looks like her call dropped. I'll get it back in as soon as she called back. Yes, you should be calling back in a second. Once she calls back, I'll get it right back in with you.
All right, thank you guys. All right, well, while we're waiting for Ms. Jay to come back, let's talk about what's going on in the office industry. I've been reading she's back?
I think we have her back. Let me see here. Yep, we got her back.
Hey, ma'am.
Hey, was that me?
I think the call dropped. It's okay. We got you back.
Okay, cool. I told y'all I
live. Yeah, you were telling us that you like to, you know, have your glass of wine to unwind, and you love to listen to music. And who are your favorite authors coming up? And female and male.
I just recently started reading this book by this young man named Dollar Bill. I haven't really read a lot of male authors. aside from some of the bigger names like Eric Jerome Dickey, rest in peace to that king. But I am doing more about reading new-to-me authors. So I ran across this book by this young man named Dollar Bill, and also this young lady named Crystal Calder. I think that's her name. I've been reading some of her stuff. But, of course, I have some author friends that I'm really cool with. So I read a lot of their stuff as well. Like Karen Walker, those kinds of people.
I see. So let everybody know where you can be found. We'll give us all your social media information. And once again, tell us about your brand and your projects and everything that's coming out. And do you have anything coming up in the near future? Like, do you plan on being out and about in this world, like doing some kind of like author signings or anything like that, any kind of special events coming up?
I received that. So I will be at the Atlanta Kickback that is going to be on July 17th in Atlanta, hosted by the 556 Book Chicks. I will be there. Like I said, I got a couple of books coming out probably late summer or early fall. As far as my coaching business, lunch is going to start. My lunch date is the 23rd of June. That's when I'll be officially accepting clients as far as that. And my brand is what I want to present is to empower our female urban fiction authors just to embrace being an entrepreneur and, you know, going forward at this entrepreneurial journey. So we can do this full time because there are authors who, you know, make good money doing this full time. And I just want us to be some of those people because urban fiction has a stigma
right,
compared to some of the other genres. And I want to do my part in correcting that instead of just talking about the problem. I want to help find a solution. So ultimately that's what I want to, that's what my brand represents.
That's
and
great.
You guys can find me on social media. My Instagram is Kira and James Zero on Instagram, and my Facebook is Kira and James, K-E-I-R-A and James.
Thank you for all of that information. Thank you so much, and thank you for coming on and blessing us and dripping the mic on the office lounge. Miss Kiara and James, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much.
Thank you, God, for having me. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. Have a good night. Thank you. Listen, guys, I'm going to take a short break, okay? In the meantime, in between time, y'all go get y'all little snacks. And y'all can call in at 646-378-0355. And you're on the Office Lounge presented by Drip the Mic. Thank you. We'll be right back.
Yeah, I'm drip. You are equipped with succulent lips and those four-figured hips. Ass sits like a statue of thoroughbred Eastern Continental goddess, and you got this way of making me want to write erotic and tasty bars like a Milky Way dressed in lingerie. The looks we trade explains that you digging what I say. My display is California swag with the Midwest tongue, gangster grunge hung, and it hits like a Selassie Inati root boy that will lick your pearl tongue ting a time or two. Me not true till you come, then me pull out me stun gun and go on to run your poom poom plum with the cadence of a snare drum. My surgeon seed is in need of your perfect randomness. Caress and handle my mammal. Uplift this gift. My simple wish is that you grip me with your fist and make this mic drip. Just like that. Make my mic drip. You're tripping. You got me tripping when you do it like that. Acrobatic tongue lashes on my demographics has me breathing asthmatic. You're fantastic at classically mastering my apparatus like you practice verbal gymnastics, and I find it attractive that you swag with your gag when you're orally active. My stretch is asking, rather demanding that you back that fatness in my direction. Crash my erection with the wetness of your intersection. I'm collecting electric vibes from your amplified love sounds when I'm inside. Your midnight cry strokes the ego of my earlobes as if my stronghold is at the mercy of your lips. I missed with your grip, and we fit as if we were made up for each other by a locksmith. So enamor me with your gifts. Let your temple be filled with my miss at this climax of our trip. I just ask you this. Can you make this mic drip?
We are back. And guess what? I think Hezzy's in the building. And what's up, bro? Hello? Oh, I don't know what's going on here. Bro, I thought you was back. Guess not. Well, while we're here, let me see what's going on here. I don't know. Can anyone hear me out there in podcast land? Anyone hear me out there?
Yeah. We definitely hear you. I think we got Hezzy coming on the line in just a second. We have our gear as well, and I think we got Hezzy in the building right now. Hezzy in the building. We are all.
You know, bro, what's up? Happy Tuesday.
Yes. Girl, I've been busy today. You just don't know.
You had a busy day? Rough day?
I mean, like, super busy. Like, getting everything ready for this movie, it is time-consuming.
Well, you know, that's what happens when you become famous and stuff.
Oh, girl. I don't even know how to act.
You don't even know how to act, and that's little people got to sit back and wait on you, you know, the big shot. You're the big shot now.
Well, I'm trying to take the little people with me.
I'm listening. You're doing a great job. Thank you. I appreciate you.
You know what's crazy?
What's that?
I always, always look out for the next man.
You absolutely do.
Even though I might get, you know, crapped on, I still look out for the next man.
Right.
Because everybody needs a helping hand.
Absolutely.
Do we got this superstar on the line? That's what I want to know.
That's what I heard, though. I heard that we did.
Is he on the line? You hear me?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know if he's there.
Hello?
He's coming in now.
Okay. Hello? What? How you doing?
Hello.
I'm doing good.
Superstar.
Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
You know, it's an honor having you on the show. And being from Appomattox, that's where I'm from. And I was excited to have you on the show. I was like, oh, my goodness, this dude is awesome, man, winning championships and everything. You know, when I went to school, we ain't never winning nothing. I want to ask you a question. Can you tell us the process of you becoming a star quarterback and the work that you put in?
It took a lot of time, a lot of nights, not going to sleep, working out multiple times a day, just putting in the work, watching film, trying to find ways to get better and to be prepared to win the games.
Did you think you was going to be a quarterback?
Nah, actually, I played running back, and then Coach Smith moved me to quarterback going into my eighth grade year.
Okay. So who is one of your favorite players that you try to, get into that next level that you try to emulate?
Well, on the offensive side, Lamar Jackson.
Okay.
That's my favorite player. And then on defense, I always liked Cam Chancellor when he played.
So what position do you play on defense?
I play like outside linebacker, safety, anything.
Wow. So you just a dual threat.
Yes, sir.
So being back-to-back champions, tell me, which one feels better, the first one or the second one?
The second one.
Okay. Because I noticed, like, y'all had a real tough game that last game.
Yeah, it was. It was tough.
And I was like, man, and I've been watching you, and I talk to your dad a lot, and we talk about you a lot. So with that being said, I know you're going into your last year. Do you have any colleges in mind? I know all of them want you.
I have one offer so far to William & Mary.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I have some other colleges looking at me. So hopefully soon, I'll be picking up some more offers. I'm just being patient and waiting.
Okay. And growing up, did your family support you in your football career? Because, you know, how sometimes we start off and then we have nobody pushing us to get to that next level.
My family supported me, been supporting me my whole life. They push me, make sure I'm on the right track. They make sure that I'm working out, make sure I'm staying on my grades, and just making sure that I'm focused in everything that I do.
Yeah, that's really a true statement, you know, because back when I was going to school, we really didn't have nobody to push us. But now y'all have the opportunity, y'all have football, so y'all can do whatever y'all want. You know what I mean? And there's opportunities out there for y'all, man, and I just want to say, man, I'm so proud of you, man. So,
thank you.
Now, the football is coming. When you go to college, do you know what position that you would like to play?
I would like to play defense. I would like to play linebacker.
Okay.
All right, now.
Go ahead, co-host. Give him some questions.
I got a question. I got a question. Do you find
we got to get him ready for the next level.
Right. So I got a question. Do you find it hard with doing football and trying to do your schoolwork? Is it hard?
When I was younger, it was kind of harder, like trying to stay focused on the school and playing football. A lot of times when I was younger, I'll put football first, but now I put my schoolwork first and worry about that first and then worry about football second. So it's not really that hard.
Wow, that's great. Do you know what you want to major in when you go to school, when you go to college?
Not yet. I really don't know what I want to major in yet, but I like working with kids. I want to train.
Mhm. So you want to work in the you want to stay in the athletic field.
Yeah.
and maybe mentor some children. You know, maybe mentor some smaller kids coming up. Did you ever play for like the Pop Warners? The Pop Warners.
Yeah, I played for Elite in Lynchburg.
Oh, okay, that's cool. Wow, I'm very proud of you. You know, so it takes a lot of hard work to, you know, be an athlete and go to school. It's gonna be tough, but you know, you got a lot of support.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
What?
I just want to know.
Okay, go
ahead. Does the young brother? Does the young brother got a girl?
Uh-oh, there we go. Get to the
tea, yeah.
Okay?
This is just the mic. So, I mean, how does that work out? Does she understand the importance of all the things that you have to do combined when sometimes y'all can't be together? Does she just understand the routine of what it is that you're trying to do and where you are trying to go in your life?
Yeah, she understands. You know, she don't really put too much on me. Like, she makes sure that I'm on my schoolwork and stuff. She always asks me, am I doing my schoolwork? And then, she makes sure that I'm doing good in football and stuff.
Shoot, she ain't going to put too much pressure on her. That's the meal ticket right there. That's the money, man.
Yeah, you know, you got to say her name because she was like, I was listening to you. Why you ain't say my name?
Right.
Her name is Megan.
Her name is what?
Megan.
All right, Megan. Big props to Megan for keeping the brother up, for pushing him. That's what he's supposed to do, push our young brothers to be great.
I got some questions.
Hold on. We can get him because he's gonna have to learn how to interview when he become a superstar.
That's right.
So what toll did it take on you all when you know Coach Smith, you know, was battling cancer and he wasn't coaching y'all this year? How did y'all game plan change, or how did y'all react to that?
Honestly, it was a heartbreaker for real. Like, we didn't know how, like, everybody reacted different. Like, and we was sad. The team was sad, shedding tears. I was sad myself. Because Coach Smith, he's more than a coach to a lot of us. You know, it's like he's another father figure to some of us. Like, he makes sure that you're on your schoolwork, your family life is good, your social life, and he also teaches you how to be a man.
Incredible.
Oh, man, that's awesome, you know. Because we all, even though we have fathers and different father figures, to have that coach giving you that extra push, that extra, hey, I'm here for you, you can talk to me at any time, you know what I mean?
Right.
Yes, sir.
It really does take a village, you know. It takes everybody.
Now, y'all schedule. Don't nobody want to play y'all. So, what division is y'all gonna be in next year? Because they keep switching y'all to different divisions, thinking that y'all gonna get beat, and y'all still win.
We still gonna be in 2A. We got some. We play some 3A schools next year. A couple 3A schools. But the goal is still the same.
Yeah.
To win every game, win every week.
How do y'all fare against them when y'all move up a different level? Like against the 3A school?
We play pretty good. The past few years, well, not this season because we didn't play Heritage, but the past few years we played Heritage and Lynchburg, and they beat us pretty bad. But, yeah, it should have not happened. But most of the time we play pretty good against the bigger schools.
I actually listened to that game. But y'all beat them that year before, though, so. You know,
yes, sir.
It's all right. But, man, I looked at y'all's schedule next year. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready. It's my last year. my senior year.
They gave y'all a super hard schedule.
Uh-huh. We're going to be ready, though.
Okay. So how did you feel when y'all was the number one seed and they kept making y'all play away games?
Honestly, it was more motivation for us being the number one seed and not playing at home. It was like we was being looked over.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, we took it and we just made it motivation. But I like playing on the road.
Okay.
that is exciting, you know, going to somebody else's school and beating our butt. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna say beating our ass on national, but cheating, but okay. But that is a joy, man. So, man, I'm so proud of you, man, for coming on the show and just bringing that winning attitude back to Appomattox, man. It's been a long time since we had a winning team there, and just continue your success, man, and just keep doing what you're doing. Don't get involved with the wrong people, man. Just stay focused. Miss Over, you have anything? Miss Goddess, before he leaves.
I just want to say that I'm very proud of you, and you keep pushing, and we're going to be watching and looking out for you.
Yes, ma'am.
And
thank
forget,
you.
Listen, and don't forget us little people when you make it, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
I know. I can be like, I had him on my radio show.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But I want to thank you, man, and I appreciate you coming on the show. Hey, and now
yes,
everybody
sir.
All over the world know who Trey Lawn is, man. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
No problem.
It was a pleasure.
When you wear that thing next year, I'm going to bring you back on.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
All right.
Y'all
you
have
a good
day.
Night. You too.
You too.
Okay, Miss Goddess Love.
Hey, bro, I didn't get a chance to talk to you. How you doing?
I'm good. Have you got to talk to Miss Sam?
No, I absolutely did not. I don't know what's going on with that.
Yeah.
I reached out.
It's okay. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Mm-hmm.
How was your weekend?
Today
is Monday.
I work every day.
Wow.
Yes.
You're going to be really, really busy with this movie production coming up, too.
It is. It's a lot.
You know what I wanted to ask you? Where y'all filming at?
D.C.
Oh, in D.C.?
Yes.
I might have to, because I know you're going to be there. I might have to slide through, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe y'all might need a little extra or something. You know, I can come through, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. You know, just to say what's up. You know, you never know. I'm not an actress, but hey, I want a podcast.
Do I sense a cameo appearance coming in the movie? Is that what I'm sensing here? Cameo?
I'm gonna be like the man on the skateboard, the meme when he just be sliding by. That's gonna be me.
I'm trying to get that Drip the Mic T-shirt so I can promote that. So you know, I have to play a little role in that.
Yeah, those are definitely in the works. So those are definitely in the works. YouTube, Goddess, we got those T-shirts coming. We have them being made. They're going to actually customize to the show actually as well. So you'll be actually promoting the show and Drift the Mic all in one. And so we definitely got those in the works. I got people all up and down my spine, up and down my back about them. So definitely got them.
Yeah. Because I definitely want that in the movie.
That would be so dope to have that in a movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It really would.
You know, everybody be like, what is this Drip the Mic? What is that's how, you know how you go watch a movie and you see some kind of thing that's promoting something. That's what they want.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
Yeah, no, yep. I wore mine to Vegas not too long ago, and my brother looked. He said, "What did that say on your?" I'm gonna kick your ass, man. I was like, "Oh shit!" Well, I forgot because I got big kids to get my sister who does her show on Sundays, 2020 Vision on Sundays. She got on my wife about her shirt. She got my wife got the little strap shirt, just a mic shirt, and she wore it. Vegas, and my sister looked like, girl, what? Oh, wait a minute, I know you ain't wearing it. I'll stay.
Now I better get some shirts popping.
Yeah. So what it is, we switched printers or whatever. I used to go through this company, a bigger company, but, you know, we're doing the black-owned thing, so we have to find the black-owned. And, get them some business or whatever. So we found the person as a person, so that everything is all in effect now. But we definitely want black-owned thing. Got to get our black-owned people some business. This company I was going through, they'll be good. So trust me, they'll be more than good. So
while we got the CEO on the phone, since we got the CEO on the phone, I want to ask him a question. What is your vision? What is your vision for the future of this network and what we're doing?
You know, that is a very, very, very good question. I'm so glad you asked me that question. I'm actually in the process of building the first Drip the Mic studio, actually. So once I get the studio complete, I have some things now. I got my desk in. I have my monitors in. I need a couple more. I need a little bit of more lighting and some few more electronic items. And once I get those items in, the Drip the Mic studio will be complete. And we will start broadcasting live. I'm trying to get us on some actual TV network channels or whatever. I've been talking to a couple of people or whatever. Revolt was my target, but their prime time and all their daytime stuff is like really tied up with like some big people. So that I could probably get on there some of their paid programming, but that's like those hours is like the wee hours, you know, the 3 o'clock, you know, what we used to call it dopamine hours back in the day, like three in the morning, 4 in the morning.
I know me at 9 o'clock. I'm in the bed.
Right, exactly. You know, you got shit to do. You know what I mean? You're, especially at my age, that being up unnecessarily just for nothing, that don't work no more, you know. But so we're trying to go prime time. We're trying to take the thing live, man, and go to the top. So go ahead.
I also have a little special something to share. I'm not going to share it too much, but they have a little TV channel that's coming out in maybe the next 2 months. And
yes.
Hopefully, presented by Drip the Mic.
The
Office Lounge.
That's right.
On television.
Wow, that will be
yeah,
so.
We're working on some big things.
Okay.
Yeah, we're definitely working on some big things or whatever, and I'm revamping our website as well, so. All this stuff is going to go up on the website, the studios, the channels, everything that that we have coming up. We will be promoting that so that people be able to go to the website as well, and as well as our social medias, all of our social medias. Sanders, Hezzy's, mine, my wife, Deidre's. So we're going to be putting all this information out there so that our followers and our listeners can be aware and just look for those debuts and those premieres, and and so we have a good strong first season on those. So get your television faces ready, get those television bodies ready.
No, he didn't say television bodies.
But
yeah,
you know,
yeah, I
you
got
know,
some work to do myself.
You know, oh, Larry,
I got some work to do myself. So
don't always be so fast to move. Sometimes you have to stay still. Don't always be so fast to move. You have to be patient sometimes, because every good move ain't always good.
Right.
It might look good on the outside.
Right.
No, and that's one thing about me. Listen, and that's one thing about me. I am prepared. Like I remember back in like my late teenage, early 20s years, I used to be a prep cook, right? And the beautiful thing about being a prep cook is that only thing you're doing is prepping, right? So you basically, what you're doing is you're making it so that when the line cook comes in, all the line cook has to do is grab his ingredients that you have already prepped for him and put them together, and his meal is completely made. And I just love the beauty and how that works. So I apply that to a lot of things in my life. And this is one of the things that I have applied it to. Like, I want to prep. I just want to have it so that not only are the things that I have coming up already have been prepped, I want to make it so that the things that I didn't plan for can be, can have a backup as well. You know what I mean? Because there's nothing like that. The things that I didn't plan to go wrong or not quite coincide with another thing, another part of the project that I'm trying to do, I also want to make it so that I have a way to cover myself for that as well. And I've learned that when I do that, when I apply that to certain aspects of my life, the finished project just works out so beautifully. And
I have a little thing I want to throw to you too.
Okay.
Since you say you're a chef. Oh Lord, hold on.
All right.
Can y'all hear that music?
Yes, sir.
Sure
oh Lord, you know it. But since you say you was a chef, I have a couple of friends and they got a good idea for a show.
Wow. Okay.
Hotline bling.
Hold on. Oh my goodness.
Hotline bling.
I feel so embarrassed right now. But
he's gonna be embarrassed, bro.
And I know. That's bait.
You gonna let that slide? You ain't gonna get along by that.
Hey,
I was trying to talk over it, right?
Oh, y'all don't do that.
Don't try to talk over it. I'll try to say you some things, but
I have some friends, man. There's some amazing.
God is what
oh my God.
She wouldn't let that slide. She was like,
I know she always be catching something.
She was on it. Boy, she was on you.
I know.
It's all love.
Hey, you know me. I have a couple
right,
of guys,
so,
man. They have some chefs.
Uh-huh. All right.
And they want to do a little show and bring back some old recipes and stuff. And since they say I have the next, that's what they want to do. And I say I'm gonna throw it to your attention. And they can cook. I'm telling you, they can cook.
Wow.
Oh, that sounds like something I want to do too. Can I get down?
Wow. You know.
Yeah,
wow. Listen, we have to discuss that. We definitely have to discuss that. I'm 1,000% interested.
Okay. Bet. I'm gonna let
you know. Wow. No, that just blew my mind. That's a whole nother level.
Yeah, because
they were talking about Hezzy got the connection. I said, how y'all gonna just throw me in the fight?
Man,
let's talk about that. Let's get with them. I'm definitely interested in something like that.
Yeah,
because they can bring their own flavor.
And everybody loves a good cooking show now. A lot of people are at home trying to get new recipes, you know.
Yes, yes. They can bring their own flavor. They can bring it, and you know we uncut here. We uncut, so we don't trim the fat. So they bring it how it is.
Okay.
I love that. I fucking love that shit. Oh wow.
That sounds dope.
Wow. Yeah, that does. That does, man.
hey, man, you know I've been coming up with some ideas.
That's crazy. Yeah. No, I mean, I've never. Wow. Wow.
And the first meeting was last week.
That's what I'm looking for. I want to, because, you know, Drip the Mic is around, and we're thankful to a lot of other shows that are like this, and we're around because of those shows that came before us.
Mm-hmm.
And shows that are going now. But I've also... I've been looking for something to take us outside the box.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you know, that's me. I'm not the norm. I'm not the don't expect it from me, because you're not going to get it. I look for the outside the box type of work, and that's exactly something that I think can help us kind of go outside those lines.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I love that.
Yes, indeed.
I love that.
Yeah. And when they were talking about it,
wow.
Like, man. Yeah, that's what I said. I said, wow. And it's a culinary web show. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. That. Wow. Wow. Yeah. Yo. That. Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
And it's like each of us get an episode to recreate a childhood meal.
Right. And what you do when you do those type of shows, you start to get different kind of listeners.
Mm-hmm.
Right,
you're bringing a whole different market now.
Exactly.
Wow. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's amazing.
Yeah.
Man.
Yes,
yeah,
indeed.
I think that's amazing. I definitely think that's amazing. Let's talk about it. So you're definitely going to talk about that on the back end and see if we can get that rolling.
Yes, sir.
I want to also give a shout-out to Miss Quint Jones. I keep shouting her out because she is like the hardest working woman trying to push her book, man. And some people just, they want to overcharge somebody to promote this and to just market your book. But she is out there, and God has blessed us, and she has a great story. So I just want to say, if anybody out there, go to Amazon and buy her book. It's called, oh, Lord, I got everything.
Listen, send me her information.
Look, my inbox is full.
And I'll do some promotion for her.
Okay, that's the bet. It's called Overcoming the Mask.
Right.
Something has to break.
Okay.
I'm also posted on the author's lounge page, too.
Yeah, I was going to say, post it. Yeah, definitely post it on the page.
Post it. I'll help her out with some promotion.
Because I don't mind promoting people on the page. I mean, like, people, hey, they got to make sales, too. We all grinding.
Right.
Yeah,
I just hate when somebody charge somebody an arm and a leg to promote them.
Right. You know what I'm saying? That's what we all about here. You know what I'm saying? If we could help somebody else go to the next level, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the thing about us, you know, we're not one of those networks, not even this show that's like, we're not a tit for tat. We're not a, you know, scratch my back, I scratch yours. You know, we're like, okay, if you got something dope, we want to help you. Oh, no,
right.
You know what I'm saying? No strings attached. You know what I mean?
Right.
We've always been, the universe has always blessed Drip the Mic, you know, with, you know, regardless what we did, you know what I'm saying? The universe has always given to us. And so I feel
mm-hmm.
like if we give back to that universe, to our community, to, you know, whether you're a poet, an author, a singer, whatever it is that you do, if we give back to that community, the universe, that community, universe will get back to us. And we've been blessed that way. We stay afloat because of that, you know. So, and we get blessings. We get blessings beyond belief. People just coming to us with just different ideas and different things that they want to do with or for us. So, you know, that's what we're about here. We're about promoting and helping the next person, because if you can't lobster your crab in the barrel, and that's
right.
what I'm playing.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
So, Ms. Overy, I just want to say we're going to shut down a little early, which is okay. You know, stuff happens.
That's right.
It happens. Okay.
But I also want to send prayers to your mother.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
You know, you're always on my
Absolutely.
Mind. I always think about that.
I don't know the whole thing that's going on, but definitely a prayer from the Robinsons and the Drip the Mic family as well goes out to mom.
Thank you guys so much. I really appreciate that. I'm going back home too, so our next Drip the Mic Author's Lounge, I'm gonna be in North New Jersey.
Okay.
So
I bug you anyway. Even if you don't answer phone, I bug you anyway. How you doing? What are you doing? Is everything okay?
That's how
yes,
I am,
though.
Bro, always checking on me. I appreciate it. I really do.
That's what it's about.
I ain't doing nothing, y'all. What y'all doing? You know what I'm doing, though, actually? I'm out here in my yard making some jerk chicken.
Man, I'm sitting here trying to get this Bluetooth symbol to go off on my phone.
It won't cut off.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Where is First Lady? First Lady.
Yeah, hey. she in the back. In the back. I tell her what's up.
How you doing, girl?
How about I ain't heard her all night? She used to be picking a fight.
Yeah. Hey, I know once y'all get it started. Also,
yeah, I know. I don't know. We're gonna leave her alone tonight. Let her
see tonight. I'm so. Yo.
Man, I like it when the CEO come on sometimes.
Yo, when you started spitting, my son was like, I'm in the kitchen, you know, like I said, I'm trying to get this jerk chicken together, and he's looking at me, and he's like, what's that? I was like, shh. And he's like, oh, wow, his eyes getting big. And then he walked away. He walked away. He was like, oh, my God, it's getting nasty.
Oh, Lord.
Look, but he's 25, okay? He's talking about it's getting nasty.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
He was like, yeah, he was really dope. Like, well, I got to make sure I tell him that.
Yeah, tell him I appreciate that love. I really do. I really do.
He listening.
I appreciate that, man. Thank you so much.
He listening. Wow. All right, well, we shut it down early, bro, so I guess we'll
yes.
You want to close since you opened up Miss Co-host? See, that's why I got a co-host.
Yeah, it's her show. She ran the thing.
Oh, wait a minute. Now, hold on. I didn't open that.
I got you.
You came in here like the superstar, too. Always a half hour.
Hey.
Like, I'll send
you. Sometimes a man got to do what a man got to do. You know. I just stepped off the jet, and I was walking on that red carpet, so I let it stroll.
Right. You came in like I'll send you. Like, you just fresh off the helicopter.
Yeah. I was like Superman coming off that helicopter, too. You know, I got to change it.
Running it, set on and everything.
Yep, that's exactly what I did. Do the ear things in my ear. Let's get it.
Right.
And call the football player, say, you ready to go? Let's go. Yes, indeed. I enjoyed the show tonight. I thank y'all for tuning into the Office Lounge, 646-378-0355, and it was presented by Drip the Mic. You know you was rocking with the best. Thank you all, and have a good night. Goodbye.
Good night. Peace.
It's Pharrell here.
I don't know what you're talking
about. Neptune's Presents the Call.
All right, cool.
I'm sorry, baby. So you think about a chance.